Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win Album of the Year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Three, two, one. Yeah!
Yeah. Ah, here we go. Big episode two.
Episode two, Rappaport's reality, the reality of Rappaport. My name is Michael Rappaport.
My name is Kibi Rappaport.
This is Rappaport's reality, the podcast that the reality world has been calling for, has been waiting for. This is the second episode. Not that we need to keep track, because that episode, listen, second episode, third episode,
569.
Yeah, because we, you know, it's cute to be like, oh, this is our ninth episode. After that, you stop counting.
That's gonna get old.
You just gotta jump right in. And there's so much to jump into with this podcast. If you've never listened to the Rappaport's Reality podcast, we understand, because this is the only second episode. But this is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out.
We're deciding how far we want to go, because, you know, I can go.
You can go. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days,
it would have been juicy.
Would have taken a left turn.
Oh yeah, forget about Vanderpump drama. It would have been Rappaport drama.
Is this Rappaport's reality, or is this actually the Rappaport's reality?
Yeah,
and we'll leave it at that. But we will dip our toe in our real relationship. So much to discuss. First of all, I hope everybody's feeling good. Hope everybody's feeling safe. Hope everybody is feeling sane in general. And let's just jump right into it, babe. We're hanging on the edge of our seat. I say this all the time. Every time a season of a Real Housewives franchise comes to an end, it's like a season changing.
Right.
It's like spring is coming.
We're coming, you know, winter, to spring.
Beverly Hills is done. Spring is coming.
Potomac's on it. Yes. Atlanta's on its way. Right. There is a sadness. You know what's interesting, babe? I read somewhere the headline. I don't remember what it was, but it said that Sutton Strack, her best season. Is it her fourth?
It's got to be her fifth.
Fifth?
Fourth? I don't know. You're asking the wrong person. Yeah. I don't even remember her name half the time.
Right. That's so true.
You were getting angry at me because
you were like, that lady, that lady.
For some reason, Sutton Strack, who's a, it's not like I'm denying her right to exist.
No.
It's not like I'm denying her greatness and her prominence as a Real Housewife of Beverly Hills, but, and I don't know if it's not her, because I love her, can't stand her,
right,
but love her on the show, even though I can't stand her. But for some reason, maybe it's the name Sutton. I've never met anybody in real life named, the name doesn't resonate. And sometimes you're watching the show, I'm like, what's her name again? It's
right.
Bizarre.
I don't know what it is. What do you think?
And then you said, do you have Alzheimer's? Because you keep asking.
Well, that's something, you know, that's been happening. Or like you often say to me, is today Thursday? And then like 10 minutes later, you'll say, is today Thursday? That scares me a little bit.
But, and I told you, the only reason why I do that is because of my podcast schedule, because of the I Am Rappaport Stereo Pockets, of course, the worldwide phenomenon. And now this podcast, which drops every Wednesday like clockwork.
That's right.
Like clockwork.
And you do travel a lot and you're tired, but you ask me weird things.
It's only because of my podcast schedule, because usually I record the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast Worldwide Phenomenon on Mondays and it drops Tuesdays.
Right.
But sometimes I'll wake up and it doesn't
even matter because you always ask me Thursday. So that you're asking me a lot of times today, Thursday. It's always Thursday.
Between that and Sutton Strack.
Yeah. I was concerned.
That maybe I had all,
and just I just said that you should get your brain scanned.
And as a babe,
but you haven't had that kind of checkup.
You just went and got your brain scanned.
I know
heart,
I'm good.
Your feet. Didn't you go get a brain scan?
I did. I was having headaches.
I'm surprised the guy let you fucking do that. I'm surprised.
No, it was a real thing. Thank goodness I did because
and
he found
out.
He
said nothing.
He said I had a really bad sinus infection on my left side. And he goes, wow, no wonder why you've had headaches. You have a severe sinus infection all on your left side of your head.
From the brain scan?
Yes.
But nothing was wrong with your brain.
I went full on as a CAT scan. Not my brain. It was in my head.
But it was an actual brain scan.
Yeah, you know, I went in the MRI machine thing. You know,
and that's what they came out with.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I mean, it did fix it because you had. I mean,
I know I was having headaches every day. I didn't know if it was menopause. If it was, I didn't know.
But the ailments between my ailments, which we don't need to go into, your ailments and your neuroses, and then you're projecting neuroses
on you. I want to keep you alive. What's wrong with that? You just keep asking. Sometimes you ask the strangest questions, and I'm concerned.
It's not that strange.
No, but I can't think of a really good example now.
It's just those two.
No, there's some. I'll remember. I'll get back to you guys. Anyway.
All right. Anyway, we're heading into the very, very end of this season of Beverly Hills. And let's just jump into it. I'm going to ask you a question. And we have to toe the line. We have to toe the line because we know somehow. You know Garcelle.
Yes.
How do you say her last name? Bouvot?
Bouvet. Bouvet. It's French.
French.
Yes.
Haitian.
She's Haitian. French.
We know her in real life.
Yeah.
I don't know her very well, but she's always been sweet to me. My kids used to play basketball, I think, with her kids. Or
yeah.
I used to play basketball in a league with her ex-husband.
Yep.
Her husband was a big-time agent.
Yes.
She couldn't be nicer throughout the years. I think she has a reputation for being very, very, very nice.
Oh, she's very, very lovely. Very sweet.
And your passings, comings and goings with her in, quote-unquote, Black Hollywood?
Long time. I met her years and years ago. She's lovely. That's why it's really hard for me to say what I really want to say.
And I'm going to say this. You didn't see her, but I saw Garcelle in Las Vegas, and she's still the same Garcelle. Very warm and sweet and made me laugh. I took a selfie with her. In the selfie that I took with her that I will be posting in these stories, I'm cracking up because she made me laugh in a genuine way, and I don't laugh easily.
Yeah.
And it does pain me to say what I'm going to say about her here. But I want to say this, Garcelle, and I know you're listening because they're all listening.
Yes, everybody's listening.
Sutton Strack is listening. All the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Potomac.
Yes.
Salt Lake City. Jen Shaw's listening to this somehow,
from prison.
Mm-hmm. With who's the woman she's locked up with?
Oh, the blood lady, the girl that did the blood. I don't remember her name.
Her. They're all listening.
Yeah.
They all listen.
Worldwide phenomenon already.
But Garcelle, and again, we had to toe the line, but we have to say we've decided when we're talking about the ones we know, the people we know in real life, we have to say, we're only talking about your characters on the show. That being said, babe, I'll pose a question to you. What do you think of Garcelle this season, this reunion? Where's your head at? Because I'm asking the question.
Okay, you're asking me? Okay, I'm going to tell you my real thing. Do you remember when she first got on the show? Now, because she's an acquaintance of ours for many years, I was happy that she had a job because that's the nature of the business. My second thought was like, oh no, 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 because these shows mean everything to us. Don't ruin it. And I know,
but
it's a dirty game.
Know her?
Because we know her, and we won't be able to really have truthful feelings and be able to talk shit.
It's a conflict.
It's a conflict.
It's a conflict of interest.
Completely, 100%.
For us.
Also.
And that's all that matters is us.
Us, right? The audience. But also, because she's an actress, and it's a reality show, and this is a skill.
You've
okay?
said this before.
And it's a skill. And my problem the first time is I know, and she's classy. And I know what she's doing. I know she's a businesswoman, and I know she's smart, okay? And right? And so when the actress, it's working actress, gets on there, and they kind of know what to do with themselves, they're not really giving their all. They're playing chess really well.
They're cheating.
Yeah, they're cheating it because they know what questions to ask. When Erica was going through all her things last season, you know, Garcelle was the voice of reason that asked all the right questions, as you notice. She was the teeing the ball at, what do you call the pitcher. She wasn't hitting balls. She was pitching. She was soft pitching. I did not like it at all.
She was soft pitching and throwing hard balls.
But
she's deflecting.
Deflecting off of herself.
Because the reality is, we don't know much about Garcelle's personal life.
Like, and a good actress would keep it that way. She's not trying to get messy.
She's smart.
Because she has an end game. She's got to go off and continue the rest of the career that she loves. Producing and acting, that's what she comes from. That's what she's good at. This is a stepping stone. She's smart. I can see it. I know it. It's what I would do. If I was still in the game, I would do that.
So you think essentially she's not going all in and it's a little bit more strategic. And because in real life, what we know of her, we both don't know her well, but we know that she's a classy.
She is.
She doesn't seem nuts.
It just doesn't seem for her. I mean, this is a messy world. She's better than it. Sorry.
Not better.
All due respect. I don't mean that.
She just means she's...
She's more pointed and more focused. Put it this way.
More of a contrived housewife.
Meaning like this, the stuff that she's going with through with the kids when she's crying, and this is real moments for her, like you can tell. But we want a little messier.
We want to know who you're dating.
Come on.
You're dating somebody, Garcelle. And also, I'll say it. The fucking race shit.
Yeah, yes.
All the time.
This is messing us up
on our real houses. And it's not just you with the race stuff. It's, what's your name? Crystal. Crystal Minkoff.
I like
Crystal Minkoff.
Yeah, she's great. But her and Garcelle in this last reunion, sitting on that couch.
It's like racetrack.
Next to Sutton, who to me seems like a colonizer. And they're sitting on the DEI couch. That's what I call the diversity, equity,
and inclusion couch.
Yeah. It's the DEI.
The DEI couch.
It seems like that.
That's good.
No, I'm just saying.
That's
good. They're waiting.
That's why you're the co-host, babe.
No, babe. I'm saying because it looks like they're waiting for everybody to make a mistake. That's a problem that I have.
Like they don't. Yeah, like Sutton's accusing Kyle of lying. Garcelle's accusing Dorit of fabricating her fucking robbery story. This is what it was, Garcelle.
This is what it was.
Yo.
This is what it was. That was terrible.
That was not okay.
No, it was not okay and unacceptable.
How dare you? And she said what was the whole thing about? She said that you're being aggressive to me towards Dorit. Dorit said,
Dorit, yeah.
You're attacking me.
Attacking.
She got so upset about Dorit using the word attacking.
Yeah.
And she explained to her that using the word attack about a black woman. Okay,
yeah.
Valid. Cool. Fine. I don't think it was warranted there. I don't think Dorit. I think Dorit is harmless.
Yeah.
Although I think, you know, you can explain things to her. I think to sort of drag her through the whole thing and she doesn't know. Cool. Fine. This is the age we're in. But when you're talking about attacking, you're attacking Dorit about her being robbed with her kids in.
She was almost attacked. She had a gun to her head. Yeah, I think the word
Dorit was actually attacked, and you attacked her about actually being attacked.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I just want to get to a place in the world and life where we stop that bullshit. Because
I agree.
Especially with women, you know, all women together, and especially on these shows, it's like we got to play with women to women. And the day that they had lunch, and Dorit says, "I'm Jewish," and she laughed in her face and said, "What does that mean?" And it really upset me. It was messed up to me, especially as a black Jewish woman. I was like, that matters that she's Jewish. And if you know the history, it matters. So if we can't see everybody all the way, like, let's. And then also Dorit being accused of saying she called Crystal a child bride. And I didn't know this thing with the Asian.
I didn't know it was a thing.
It's way
either.
Out there.
But you're right. It was the DEI couch.
Yeah,
it's the DEI couch.
I'm calling
Crystal,
it that.
Garcelle and Sutton are the...
It's judgy, and it seems like they're waiting on bated breath for somebody to fuck up, and I don't like it. I don't think it makes everybody comfortable. I think we got to give each other a break. I think we have to just be humans. And why Sutton's a Southern Sutton okay? I don't know.
Listen...
I don't know.
If anybody seems like they're a little bit touch and go, like just from where they're from, stereotypically, Southern Sutton, her old gal and her old, plantation accent and all that stuff. No disrespect to Sutton. Sorry, I don't remember your name.
She sounds antebellum like she's from the plantation owner chick. That's what she sounds like to me. Now, if I was to do all that, that's what I'm saying. That's how crazy it sounds. But they're best friends. So it's like, ease up on everybody. This just seems personal. It also seems like a little bit driven to like get it deeper. And I think it's unfair to this kind of platform. I just don't buy it totally. When it's there, because it's there in life.
It's there in life.
I told you about the story. I went to dinner the other night, and something came up, and somebody said something.
Tell them.
Yeah, I went to dinner, and
break it down.
And we were taught, and I was the only person, black woman at the table at a Shabbat
dinner.
You're
only black person, not black woman.
Black person. Well, I was at Shabbat.
You might have been the only black person within, like, let's say, a 20-mile radius.
I was in Connecticut, and... the person who was at the dinner, he was lovely family, lovely night, but he said...
Was the food good?
Food was excellent because it was Julie's son. He's a Michelin chef.
Okay.
Anyway, so the person who was hosting was telling a story about a neighborhood they moved into a neighborhood. I won't get into it, but he said the blacks... Like, he said the blacks, and he might as well said it like he was saying the N-word with a hard R at the end. And I'm telling
you. In the record scratch, it was like.
At the dinner, everybody got so quiet. And these are the liberal of the liberal of the liberal people. And by the way, it only happens usually with these kind of people. And they all, everybody slowly, it was like slow motion. They all looked at me, and I was like, I just had a smile on my face. And do you know this man literally was like, rewind. And he told the same story over again, and he corrected it. He literally corrected himself without a beat. Like,
but what did he correct?
He corrected the blacks part.
Did he change it to African Americans?
He changed it to African Americans. He changed it
to what?
He started to change it to African Americans, and the wife interrupted because he was digging himself deeper by starting the story again, and she interrupted. And it just got awkward. And then the girl who Julie brought me, somebody else changed the subject. And it just was really, really awkward.
But it bothered you. And it should bother you.
Every time it happens, I come home and it bothers you. So what I'm saying to Garcelle and to Crystal, it's real. I'm not denying it. But I feel as though when you're looking for it and you want to put people to the fire for it, that is not what creates change.
Especially when Garcelle... You have the audacity, and you talk about audacity, to question the nature, the validity, the point A to point B to point C, point D of Sutton with an armed robbery with her children in the fucking house.
Dorit, yeah, you said Sutton, but Dorit. Yes, and then the whole thing with the
questioning Dorit's robbery,
The criminals leaving the phone at the gate. It makes perfect sense to me because they're smart. They didn't want to carry out a device that has Find My Phone on it and drive away. So, of course, they would leave it.
It was not in good taste. To me, that was the most tasteless thing of the season.
We were, our mouths were open.
I was tripping off of that.
Yeah, I was really upset with that.
But she's upset that, you know, Dorit uses the word attack.
Yeah.
Anyway, we do love you, Garcelle. We know you are listening, but we have to keep it funky here.
You are listening to Rappaport's Reality. We'll be right back.
We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby, needs no introduction. Every week, the five-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day. Because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com. Another thing that I had to deal with is throughout Erika Jayne, the great Erika Jayne, when it was playing out in real time, when Erika Jayne was, her feet were to the fire, everybody turned on Erika Jayne.
Bad.
The whole Tom Girardi case, the world was crumbling, the tears with the makeup and the eyeliner were flowing. I was, coincidentally, during that season, I believe it was two seasons ago. Doing a lot of hosting of the Wendy Williams show. And even you were like,
slow down.
I was probably the lone man holding down Erika Jayne.
Ride or die for her.
Defending her. And you were even like, babe, why are you defending her? Babe, you can't be defending her. Babe, what about this? What about that? And I was like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to continue to do it. And now Erika Jayne is back, baby.
She's back. We watched her special.
Two episodes.
Bet on Blonde.
It was like a fucking Liza Minnelli plays Vegas.
I mean, Mikey, that Mikey boy.
Mikey's the real MVP.
He really is. Watching him break down, though, was harsh.
Oh
my goodness.
Like what Kevin Durant said about his mom, she's the real MVP. Mikey is the real MVP. And shout out to Alex Baskin. If you love The Real Housewives, if you love Erika Jayne, if you love reality TV, do yourself a favor. It's probably like an hour episode each, two hours of great content about Erika Jayne's, her resurgence to her residency.
Right.
The resurgence to her residency in Las Vegas. Erika Jayne is back. And of course, she performed at the Costco Stadium, Metrodome Stadium, for Kyle's big all-white party.
Yeah, all-white party.
And that was
party.
The beginning of the comeback.
That wasn't her birthday. I think it's a party they normally do. Was it her birthday?
But I think this year was her birthday.
Did it fall on her birthday?
I don't know. You should know this better than I should, babe.
I don't. You said it during the show, and I said, babe, I don't think it's her birthday. They do it every year.
The all-white party.
Yeah. It's a fundraiser.
Or a birthday? Or is it just an opportunity to perform?
Maybe you want it to be her birthday. I just remember it being at her house, and they didn't want it at her house.
And the more she,
yeah, because they got famous and really big. She didn't want all these people at her house, and so they had to move it, and she stopped it for a while, and then she got tired of people asking about it. So they moved it, and now they had an opportunity to do it there.
Now, the other thing that is going to happen in Beverly Hills Reunion Part 3, which is coming up, is for some reason, that's the question we need to ask Andy.
What?
Why and how the fuck is Kathy Hilton
back or get invited there when she wasn't on the show? Unless she's coming back next season.
I think she's coming back next season. But Kathy Hilton, she could say she's coming back next season now.
And change her mind.
6 months from now. I'm just curious. Did Andy call her? Did she call Andy? Did Kyle call her? did Kyle and Andy call her? Did she ask to be on the reunion, or did they ask her? Why the fuck is she there?
Did Sutton invite her?
Because she's friends with her.
Yeah. I don't know.
I've been in the minority with this also.
I'm with you on this. I know what you're going to say.
I have been in the minority, and people got angry at me, just like I was in the minority when the fucking world was burning around Erica Jane, and she's back. She is back. She fucking weathered that fucking storm. She is back. I don't find Kat... Listen, who is Hunky Dory? Some of her one-liners, classic girly hills. Classic.
In a short time, she made a big, big impact.
But at the end of the day, I don't want to use the word or the term or reference Mommy Dearest, but
it fits.
She's on some Mommy Dearest old school, mean, get the hangers, get the coat hangers, don't fuck with me, fellas.
Yep.
She's like Kyle.
Yep.
Like she, you know, and everybody's like, she's so sweet.
No.
I've had opportunities to, like, people are like, oh, why are you saying things about Kathy Hilton? She's the nicest person. I'm like, I watched the show.
And I watched the special, the Paris Hilton special, and I got to tell you, she is not to be fucked with. I keep cussing. I'm sorry. She really...
We curse on this podcast. Yeah, but, it's just not like every word, no, fucking asshole, motherfucker.
You can curse. She is that mom that gives you that look that will burn a hole through your behind.
And I think the only way you earn... giving that look that'll burn a hole through your behind is if it, a couple of times you put that hand through that behind.
Yeah, you got to have follow through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when she's saying Kyle.
She's scary.
Scary.
Yeah.
I don't think it's all daisies, dandelions, and unicorns.
It's not all pink. Mm-mm.
It ain't all pink and purple balloons with Kathy Hilton. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah. Before we move off of Beverly Hills, babe, I want to say something about Erica.
Erica Jane?
Erica Jane. You know,
the great Erica Jane.
She's fabulous. Let me tell you two things I'll say. But in her special, I mean, her dancing, her leg lifts, the fact that she can do it. I'm 50. Listen, my body is rickety. And what she does is very impressive.
You do some.
I do. I did the splits in Israel. That was pretty impressive. And And it was. Anyway, let me say this. At BravoCon, during that time at the end, she said to me in a very, very sweet and very beautiful, humble way, she said to me, thank you so much for, like, your husband supported me and sent me a message.
Did she say that?
Yes. And she said, thank you for letting him, you know, talk to me. And it helped. I reached out to him because she had come to our house to do your podcast, which we were so grateful
after
for.
After her rookie season.
After her rookie season.
When things were, quote unquote, hunky-dory.
Yeah. And she came over and that was really nice. So you have a rapport with her. And she just thanked me, you know.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And it was really, really sweet. So I really respect Erica and...
That's inside scoop. I'm going to tell
she's grateful.
The listeners another inside scoop. So guys, the last episode, which was episode one, now you're on episode two. And we'll stop counting until we get to double digits. We mentioned our experience at BravoCon. We mentioned our experience at Watch What Happens Live. I told you, we told you the behind the scenes of being there with the great Lala Kent. Running into the great from Real Housewives of Potomac, Ashley Darby. We told you about those experiences behind the scenes. It's now public that the great Lala Kent has announced
yes,
her pregnancy.
Yep.
But we knew.
We knew it first, guys.
We knew it first. And Lala, don't ever think we or me can't hold a secret. We just want to congratulate the great Lala Kent.
We're very, very happy, and we feel super special that she shared that with us really quietly. I think I probably thought she knew she was going to announce it the next
day. But it was like 3 weeks later.
Was it?
She just announced it last week.
No, but she had posted something that
she
looked
like...
She
threw it out there. She soft launched it.
But yes, it was very sweet and we're very, very happy for her. So congratulations, Lala.
No.
And I'm a Scorpio. I hold. I am like, I will hold.
Oh, I would never breach her thing.
Yeah.
No, we know Sheena Shea, who we'll get into. I want to talk about traitors really quick before we get into Vanderpump Rules. Sheena Shea, her daughter's name is Summer Moon.
Summer Moon.
And Lala's kid is named...
Ocean.
Right.
Ocean.
How could I forget?
Right. Of course. Summer, ocean, Maybe summer this one moon. Will be moon or something.
Well, summer moon.
Oh, right. No, right.
Ocean. Do we know Lala's daughter's middle name?
Ocean Kent.
Ocean Kent.
Emmett.
Ocean Kent Emmett. I wonder if her daughter's name is going to, or her kid's name. We don't know that.
Right. We don't know that.
I don't think she knows that.
Yeah.
We don't know if her new baby, and we wish her nothing but a healthy baby, boy or girl.
Healthy.
Most important thing is healthy. I wonder, will she name it a season or like a nature?
If it's a girl, in autumn.
Autumn. Mm,
I don't know. This is exciting.
Could be a boy named Rocky.
Oh my gosh, have you hear dreams?
But is that?
I don't think she loves Rocky as much as you do.
Didn't what's his name his kid Rocky?
Who?
The Kardashian with Travis Barker. Isn't there a kid named Rocky?
Oh, I think they do have a kid named Rocky.
That's a lot.
Well, they named their daughter Alabama because they loved the movie that you were in. He's
True
a
Romance.
Huge fan of True Romance. So
you know
daughter's
who else
name
is a big
Alabama.
True Romance fan? Margot Robbie, apparently. That's her favorite
really?
Movie, too.
Oh, that's exciting.
Margot Robbie, yep.
So that means she knows who you are.
Oh, she knows who I am.
Oh, relax. Come on, because I said she's the hottest woman alive
She's
bad. Like,
yeah,
that is a bad broad.
She's a bad
but
motherfucker.
But Easy does it. You don't have to say it so
no,
much.
No, because she's also so successful.
Yeah, okay.
Like, she's just, it's not just, but like, she produced Barbie.
I know. She's incredible.
Like, she's a fucking player.
I know. She's incredible.
She's dope. I fuck with her. I respect her. Yeah. I think she's a great actress.
Yes.
And a great movie star. A great, great, great,
great
movie
star.
And handles herself very well. We have nothing to say about
that.
But
I'm your wife.
Yes, I know you're my wife. And I want to get into, nominate Sheena Shea for something after the latest episode of Vanderpump Rules. But before we do that, listen, guys, we don't know the barometer or temperature of what everybody listening to the podcast actually watches. And we made this podcast to discuss reality TV. Bravo is, it's the base.
Yes.
It's home base.
Yes.
But we fuck with The Bachelor.
Yep.
The Bachelorette. Golden Bachelor. Below Deck, Under
yeah,
Under
Yeah, all of them. We'll dabble with all of those.
And Kibi watched season one of Traitors, Alan Cummings.
Yeah.
Man, I'd love to get him on the podcast.
Oh my gosh.
He seems like he's having a ball hosting.
I mean, so fun.
The actor, Alan Cummings, who you guys may, who's that? If you saw him, you know exactly who he is. I don't know if he's British or Irish
or Scottish.
He's Scottish.
It takes place in Scotland.
I know he's having a ball.
Oh, he looks like it. Just his wardrobe alone, he loves it.
And it's a great show. If you don't watch it, it's hard to explain. It's like a mystery gamer show where you're trying to just, you know, there's good guys, there's bad guys, and it's set in a castle, so it's got like this medieval thing, and you got to kill the person and their traitors or their faithfuls. And we watched the entire season, and finally it came down to MJ from the Shahs of Beverly Hills, who I fucking wish we knew.
Shahs of Sunset.
What did I say?
Beverly Hills.
Shahs of Sunset.
Which was one of our favorite shows, by the way. That was one of our top, man. We were sad to see that go, man.
RZA, Tommy. Mike. Yeah. I don't know why they canceled that show.
That show got toxic. I mean,
the more toxic,
no,
the better.
No, 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 in a way that, you know, when they get real, when it gets real ugly and they're not getting along and they're suing each other outside of the show.
Yeah, and they're fighting and they're like physical fights.
Yeah, it got really ugly.
That show could come back, though. I wouldn't be surprised if one day
it could.
It needed a little break.
It needed a break, but it would be great if it came back.
Because they have good characters and it would be good.
And MJ has a kid now. And you know what I wanted to say, by the way, before we get into Traitors, MJ's
Traitors.
On the show. You know, MJ was very, I mean, I think I could probably text her and ask her, but she was touchy-feely with CT. Did you notice?
Yeah,
I did. And, you know, Tommy's not that kind of dude. You know, he's a New York guy. I'm like, I hope everything's okay with him because... Did you see she was like rubbing?
Yeah.
Tommy's
get the
jealous.
Lint off his face.
Yes. And it was almost like they had a rapport. Not that they had anything going on.
No, they didn't have anything going on.
But it just seemed like Tommy, she's very loving, MJ. She's the most loving,
very
kindest,
sweet,
beautiful person.
She's exactly what you would think she is.
Yes, she really is that way. She is the real deal, authentic human being. But she's so loving. I just, and Tommy's like the New York guy. Like, you know, you guys are not with that stuff. Like,
my, and he's from Queens.
And he's from Queens. So
Queens,
he's like,
is worse than Manhattan.
Yes. Yeah, so, like, why is my woman
there's like
touching
a brain,
another
there's
guy?
Like five, let's keep it fucking real. Queens is, it's like 7 to 10% less brain cells. And just, the further out in Queens you go, the less you have. Shout out to Queens. Shout out to all things in Queens. But let's keep it fucking real.
I think Tommy
might
agree.
There's not a lot of brain scientists, rocket scientists, doctors or physicists coming out of Queens.
I think they keep it a little old school like that, especially, you know, the little older they get. Like, you know, why is my wife rubbing on the guy's face?
Why
with the
are you taking lint off his face?
Yeah.
Like every morning.
Can you imagine Tommy going like, what's the matter with you? Why are you taking lint off his face? Like, he can't get the lint off his face. You know what I mean?
He can't get the lint off his face himself. Hey, aren't there makeup people, assistants that can get
it? It distracted me a little.
I see it every time.
It distracted me. She was a little, you know, she was chummy with him. So anyway, but anyway, she's such a good lady.
And he fucking turned on her at the end.
He was disgusting. I have never felt
and
so.
And I don't, if you don't watch the show, we're not going to deep dive CT.
CT and the other Trishel. They were on a show called The Challenge or something.
Never heard of it. But they're good on TV. Yeah. They're both great.
Game shows are not typically our thing, right? Would you say?
Listen,
Love is Blind. Come on.
Yeah, but that's more of a romantic show.
We like the relationship type shows.
Yeah, but we can only watch so much.
I know. We're already overextended right now. That's why we're jumping around.
We can only put so much. You only got so much time in the day. I do have to watch sports. There has to be sleep.
I know. And I fall asleep sometimes, so we get behind.
During the episodes.
I know.
Babe, you fall asleep, and sometimes I'll be watching 15 minutes after you fall asleep. I'll be like, babe, what'd you think? Babe. And then I'm like, I got to start from scratch. And it could be, it doesn't matter what's happening.
Yeah, I'm half sleeping. I'm
No.
No, I know. It's like the, you know, my hormones were out of whack. I didn't get my hormones together. And so I fall asleep very quickly, but I wake up and, you know, listen, I'm working on it. But also you have to give me the right time. We can't start watching a show at 9:30.
No. Guys, let me tell you something. I'll speak for myself and then Kibi could speak for her. I wake up on full blast. Like, actually, I wake up slow. It takes about 45 minutes or an hour to get all the phlegm out, to stretch, to jump, to shake the cobwebs from my eyes, brush my teeth, and then it's full tilt. So
you go, yeah.
When it's like 7, could be 6:30. If it's not daylight savings, now it's daylight savings. There's been times when it's the winter, we could be like, fuck it, let's just get into bed now.
It's 6:30.
5:45. It's happened. Not often, but
it's happened.
7:30, 8, heads on the pillow. The remote control is down and we're streaming, watching all things reality TV. We can't deep dive Traitors, but for you people, if you want a show, if you've ran out of content and you're into reality shows, Traitors Season 2, Phaedra was the real MVP. Phaedra from The Real Housewives of Atlanta, respectfully now on Married to Medicine.
Absolutely.
Excellent.
Absolutely.
She was the MVP, even though she didn't win.
She did a great job.
Kicked ass, and she just carried it all the way through and was fun, and you rooted for her, and I'll just leave it at that.
Stay tuned. Rappaport's Reality. We'll be right back.
We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby, needs no introduction. Every week, the 5-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day. Because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
To say the least, the Traitors is highly recommended from Rappaport's Reality. You should watch it if you want a good show. You'll binge it really quick. And congratulations to CT and Trishelle. You guys can fuck yourself because MJ, you really screwed her over. She was so loyal. And
she was hurt.
I mean, spoiler alert, but you guys will
spoiler alert, but yeah. She was hurt. And you fucked over a nice, beloved person in the reality, the Rappaport's Reality space. Just know that.
Yes, moving on.
Vanderpump Rules finally went up.
Yes, because we were starting to go like, you know, I said some things that I maybe regret about that I was not liking, but it's not true. I wasn't liking it. I was just getting disappointed with where it was going, and it got some steam this last episode, right?
Steam and emotion, and, you know, we talked about awards at the beginning of the show. We talked about award shows, respectfully. I have to say, babe, and you tell me what you think, if this was a scripted show, Sheena's episode, the last episode, where her and Tom were coming to terms with their relationship, where it is now and everything from the fallout of Scandival, the emotion, the crying, the genuine hurt, and the genuine confliction that she has between trying to forgive Tom Sandoval and also wanting the approval of the boss, the underboss.
The boss and the underboss.
The boss and the underboss, respectfully, Ariana Maddox and Big Pussy Kate. What's her last
Katie
name?
Katie Maloney.
Kate Maloney. They're like the Sopranos.
They are the Sopranos.
She's like Tony fucking Soprano. And Katie is like Big Pussy, like boss. You want to whack her?
Yeah, you want to whack her.
You want to cut her off.
When she called her, by the way, it was so sad for her to like get on the phone on the boat and she's like texting like, oh, I got to call the boss and let her know. So because I can't wait till she sees it on TV that I was sitting here making up. And then Katie gets off the phone and she looks at her and she said, that sounded like she wants to be whacked. Like
yeah,
it sounded like
she'll cut you off.
She's looking to be.
She's like, T, you want me to throw her in the back of a trunk?
Right. It's
she's
crazy.
On a boat right now. We could put some bricks on her right now. She'll wind up at the end of the
day. Put some ankle weights on her and throw her in the back.
We'll throw her right in the lake, the bottom of the lake. We'll never see her again, boss.
Never.
They're like fucking two fucking mob bosses. Ariana and Katie, calm down.
Yeah, man.
Now, I know that they filmed this just on the heels of Scandival. So because we were pissed.
Yeah.
Take it easy.
I'm still not over it. I mean, it's scumbag shit that he did. But like, also, but like, let's back up a second though, because if you had sex with one of my best friends, and
let's say Tammy,
but
we weren't married.
Yeah. Okay. Let's say we're not married. We are married.
She's not married to Alan.
She's not married to Alan.
Dude,
she's
somebody
my best
in your friend group. There's
okay,
a friend
let's say
group.
Stephanie, not Tammy, because Tammy, I can't say Tammy. She would never do that to me. And let's say it happened to me. It actually happened to me in high school, and I never even had sex with a boy before. Remember?
All right, high school is
anyway,
different, though.
Okay, forget high school. Okay, but I'm
if,
just
if
saying.
If we were in the scenario.
All right, if we were in the scenario.
Because it doesn't work. Like, when you're doing married and you do like this, like, this a whole
this
other
a whole
level.
Different. A bitch is going to die if that happens. But so, listen. I'm saying that you can't call Ariana for approval about the man that tried to take her life down. It doesn't make sense, Sheena. Think with your brain. It doesn't work.
But she's
work.
So conflicted
no,
because she...
No, that's not the person
right,
you go
she shouldn't
to.
Have called
There's
him.
A million other people
call Brock.
You can talk.
Talk to Brock.
Call your therapist. You can... Stop it. That's ridiculous to call them. So... In Ariana's defense, how she handled it, she was like, oh, I can see how that's really tough. And it was a little, you know, I don't know. It was a little, she was trying to be sweet.
She hit her with, yeah, I get it a little bit. I get a little bit.
I get a little bit, but I'll sleep with one eye open.
Yeah, a little
yeah.
bit.
Yeah, yeah.
I get it a little
I know,
bit.
I know, I know.
But not much more than a
little
bit.
Yeah, it just was all wrong in every single way. But Katie is the trip to me because Katie is looking for smoke.
She wants to whack her.
She does. She looked at her like, you're going to take that? Like you, like
because she'll cut you off.
She
said something about cutting her off.
Yeah. So that part makes me sad. And, you know, she is conflicted.
But basically, let's talk about what was happening with her and Sandoval. Do you want to talk about it? Like her and Sandoval, they were really good friends.
Yeah.
And she talked about at one point in her life, she was broke.
Down and out.
Like
not that long ago.
She said she had no money.
During the pandemic.
And, you know, Sandoval put, she didn't say exactly how much, but she said he put thousands of dollars in my account without asking.
Yep.
She also talked about when she first started Vanderpump Rules, they were at an event and, you know, she felt lonely and you know, wasn't part of the group and she didn't know what a red carpet was like in paparazzi. And Tom Sandoval.
He ushered her in and took care of her.
And they have a friendship. They have
loyalty goes a long way with me and I don't forget it. And I'm the same way. I don't forget stuff like that. So I understand. I don't know. See, I'm a different person because something goes down like that with my best friend, I'm taking a side. I don't need your friendship anymore. I'm going to say thank you for the nice things you did for me. Bye-bye. Period. That's just how I roll.
But
yeah,
it's easy to do that. But when you're filming a show and you can't, you're forced to be around them,
correct.
Then what?
Correct.
So
correct.
This is not a normal thing.
No, it's weird.
In real life, they may not have spoken to each other anymore. But not to say that the show has kept them together, but the show has kept them together
yes,
in a way.
It does. It does
because
keep them together.
If they
do you think they would have
show,
been in Tahoe all together?
Who knows?
They didn't want to be.
I don't think so
no,
at this point
said
in their
it.
Lives.
They didn't want to go with him.
And even 5-6 years ago, it's like life takes twists and turns. Like,
that's
so,
right.
You know, one of them might have got married. There's no show. Who knows what you're doing? So, but this show has bonded them for life in a way.
Yeah, yeah.
And they can't get away from each other. And Sheena does have a loyalty and a love for Tom Sandoval in a platonic way. And the last episode, she was coming to terms with it.
It was very, very sincere. When they were doing the yoga thing and they were back to back and she got up and left and Brock followed her. And she was literally like, I wanted to beat you to be in the three group with me and like help me out here. And he didn't. And he, you know, it was a very sincere moment. And it was
a sincere episode.
Yeah,
like she
it was.
She was upset.
Really was.
She was crying.
It was hard to watch for her.
Yeah, it was good. You know, and I say this is a very good season. It's not the season that I think we thought, but it's like you talked about in the last episode, that awkward, genuine conversation between DJ James Kennedy, respectfully, and Sandoval. Like, they're hashing it out. And when Sheena was, when they were doing the yoga exercise, the meditation exercise, you can't tell with Sandoval. You never can tell. Is it real tears? Is it bad acting tears?
Bad acting tears.
Is it Showtime at night tears? He's got three different tears.
I think it's the Botox. I really do. His face doesn't move. That's what I picked up this time because he was sitting there when he kind of slightly turned and he said, you good or you all right? Or like, what do you, you know, he said something to her and his face just doesn't move in a way. Also, narcissists' face don't move. You know, they
and
have that weird thing.
And his eyes are black.
And his eyes are kind of black. You know, he's been, yeah, I don't know about him. I just don't, you know.
It's hard
just,
to put your finger on what
I'm
this
not,
fucking guy's
I'm
deal is.
I'm not feeling that. I'm not feeling him. I think something's up with that dude. Like, I don't think he can feel in the way that he needs to.
But he's trying to.
I think he wants to try to is probably more accurate. I think he wants to try to based on what that looks like. You know, that what it looks like. Because so far, the most honest he was was with Brock when they kind of got away. Well, Brock, right. Like Brock looks like somebody who's, you know, he's lost his family in Australia, and Brock looks like a dude who's done some therapy. Like, he's done some, you know, thinking about life and the women.
He's matured.
Matured, you know. And that kind of exchange at first was really messed up, and then they came back around and they got to the pier and they were standing there having a beer. It looked a little like he could get somewhere. But he has work to do, man. He needs a lot of work.
And I don't think the Botox helps reading what's real and what's not. Right. Showtime,
no,
late
I'm serious.
Night,
no.
Tears, or...
And also, I don't think this is a dude that's going to get there on television.
No.
Because he cares about that camera. That's a dude that cares. You know, he wanted to be an actor. You know, he really wanted... A lot of them, you could see, let that dream go in a lot of ways. And they're doing this job. But that guy's still like, you know... He's
also so like
Mr. Good Looking,
conscious, and he's conscious of his looks, and his hair, and his outfits,
his body,
he's
and all
the
that.
Mirror.
Yeah, like a true narcissist. I don't like to put that label, but that's what it comes off as. It comes off as really like just really he's not able to tap into that feeling. He just can't.
But while he was sitting in front of Sheena Shea, one tear did come down that Botox face.
It did, and it looked like glycerin. Remember in the old days?
Do you think it was fake?
No, I'm just saying.
Do you think they hit him with the glycerin shots?
It rolled down like glycerin to me. It was very controlled, and
that fucking tear rolled down. It was perfect. It was like a Lisa Rinna tear. That motherfucking tear rolled. Like, if you're shooting a TV show or a movie, she said glycerin, because when you're shooting a TV show or a movie, if an actor can't cry, they give you the glycerin to help
get the tears growing. Like, it's like drops for your eyes.
It
to
gets
get
them flowing, and then the actor will push them out, because it's hard to cry
on cue.
Like, fucking, sometimes they want to see tears.
Yeah. And we saw one, like a lone tear.
That was that Lisa Rinna shit.
That was like a glycerin tear.
And you're wondering, is while he's dropping that tear, he's like, you see, I could have been a good actor.
Yes, that's what it looks like.
With him, you're like, you think, I could have been. You see, I'm only doing this because no one saw the talent that I had. Look, I could do one fucking
one tear. One
tear
out of one eye at a time. Yes.
And that ain't easy to do.
No. You know?
All right, well. I don't know what more we could say. We could go on and on and on. You know, more about Leah McSweeney. Allegedly, Raquel is accusing DJ James Kennedy of inappropriate behavior.
She's suing Ariana and Tom, right? Didn't we see that she was suing them?
Right. Raquel is suing Ariana
Tom
and DJ James Kennedy?
Yeah, but she's suing everybody, I believe.
Everybody's getting sued.
2024 is the year of suing.
Yeah, and of course, Leah McSweeney. She's trying to take fucking pot shots at the great Andy Cohen and Bethany Frankel.
Yeah. Huh.
Listen, we could do a whole Bethany Frankel episode. Oh, you want to do a reality reckon, Bethany?
Oh, yeah. We could do that. I don't even want to do that.
We're not even going to do that, because we're here for the fun part of reality TV. We don't want to play into the darker side.
No, we're not doing dark.
Of reality TV. Anyway, episode 2 in the books, Rappaport's reality. We didn't even talk about... Listen.
What?
The more we could talk about reality shows and not talk about any of my...
Oh, like, wait, we didn't talk about you dropping a cinnamon roll on the couch the other day?
Did we talk about that?
No, we haven't. But, you know, we didn't talk about you smearing chocolate on that said couch. That's okay. We'll get to all those things.
We didn't talk about going to the theater.
Oh, my goodness.
And we didn't talk about our little spat that was inspired... Listen, the episode's over. So we can't talk about that.
No, wait, back up.
So we're done. Thank you for listening.
Tell
a friend to tell a friend about Rappaport's
reality.
Subscribe, rate, review to Rappaport's reality, and follow us on Instagram at Rappaport's reality. You know where to find us. We're out.
Love you.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.